This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio today with
Christine Wong
and Audrey Raj.
With you as usual, all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Our question of the day: would you let your boss into your email inbox? Have you got something to hide? Are you worried about them snooping around inside that inbox or not? We've asked you to feedback via WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and on Twitter and on Instagram, also at BFM Radio. Let's go over to Twitter first, Christine.
Okay, so we've got that's my full name, who says, who says the company is not already doing that? They can if they want to. They know who's watching not safe for work content on your company device. They know if you're quietly sending out CVs. They know how many keystrokes you're typing per minute. You're on the grid, so assume nothing is private. But then on the other side, Farhan says, work or personal? When I started working, we used to share the same email for all the employees. Imagine that. So the boss was always there reading whatever we sent out and whatever we received. It's not a good feeling, needless to say.
Okay. Looking at WhatsApp, this is from Anonymous that says, yes, boss can access employees' inbox, but I don't think my boss wants it because he has difficulty in clearing his own emails.
That's told you, no time.
There's another one here from Daniel, and he says that when your inbox is full of emails sent because someone tells you to send them an email about it after every meeting or conversation, there's not much to hide. And then there are those who email you despite sitting two seats away, walk over and ask you to check your email after. Communication at its finest.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Over to Instagram, we've had Pam Chu who says, sure. Must8106 says, no. Chris Withak says, yes. Patrick the Pereira says, office inbox, sure, nothing to hide. Evoa, I have nothing to hide, but I think that's privacy. Lydia, mostly postcard cat photos. Lovely handle says, yes, keeping secrets equals a bad culture. Kuching Senget has said, yes. Bon Lebon Kim says, yes, got nothing to hide. That's about where we are so far. Keep them coming in. We are at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We're going to move on to story number two. It's all about fighting app addiction with a second phone.
Yeah, so a legendary gadget brand is making a comeback with a plan to fight app addiction by making a smaller smartphone to go with your regular one. Do you guys remember Palm?
Yes.
Yeah.
The PDA.
Palm Pilot.
Personal Digital Assistant. Right. So they're a gadget brand known for pioneering personal digital assistants from back in the early 2000s. And they're making a return with a smartphone designed as a travel size companion to your regular size main phone. Now, Palm has rebranded with its new Ultra Mobile phone. That's what it's called, Ultra Mobile, which it bills as letting you focus on what's in front of you and stay present during life's most important moments. The phone is not yet on the market, but The Verge reports that it'll be available starting November for $350. The idea, it seems, is that you can carry around your smaller Palm phone and leave your regular phone at home, thus combating your app addiction.
So basically, you get a second phone so you don't use your first phone
as much.
But like, then what's the point? You might as well just get rid of your smartphone entirely and buy a Nokia, right?
Yeah, well, so you can... Basically, that's what I think they're trying to do. But they're giving you a mini smartphone because it's the size of a credit card. It syncs with your regular phone, which means that the devices share the same number. They both receive calls, text messages, and other alerts. And while Palm builds this device as a companion device, it seems to be a fully featured smartphone onto itself. That's what the article says. It has both a quality camera on both the front and the back. And it has a number of accessories that are meant to emphasize the on-the-go feature of this Palm. I think it comes with like a Kate Spade wristlet, or you can get a bike mount, or a sport sleeve, or a lanyard so you can hang your tiny smartphone around your neck.
Okay, this is my problem with this whole concept, right? So the whole idea is that you're addicted to your smartphone because you can keep distracting yourself with apps and stuff and games and whatnot. And a lot of other minimalist smartphones basically kind of strip all the features down to the bare minimum. So like calls, text, whatever. You can still download apps on this tiny phone though. So what's the point? Like, it's basically a tiny carbon copy of your phone that will do exactly the same things as your main phone. Like, it's not going to really combat app addiction or screen addiction or whatever if it has exactly the same features as a normal phone.
Someone's angry today, aren't they? Are you all right today?
I'm just a salty Susan today. I don't even know what it is, but I'm on fire. I don't know.
So, but I agree. I mean, it seems like a completely pointless exercise, but it also seems like Pam, in your case, Auds, are trying to over market us. You know, they're like, okay, guys, we know that, you know, we'll try this approach because everybody has, you know, one phone they use all the time. They carry it around with them everywhere. Why on earth would you need to carry around a second phone? And this is their way of saying, well, you could just leave that one at home. What rubbish is this?
So we've been discussing this on BizBytes for a while now, how Generation Z, they're trying to do away with having the distraction of multiple apps on your smartphone. So right. They're carrying those, what do you call those? The throwaway phones, the
burners.
Mm. Yes, right? So it's just your normal feature phone that allows you to make a tick. Oh, I am having a Tuesday.
I mean, basically, like,
just receive messages and to make calls.
Kind
right?
of like Arvin was talking about on his show a little bit earlier on today.
Exactly. So right. I think this is sort of like, you know, finding a middle ground. So you get a smaller smartphone that isn't as bulky. You don't have as many apps on it. Maybe you just have WhatsApp. And, you know, it's something that you can just take to the gym and not have to worry about looking at social media. It just allows you to make calls and, you know, look at your chats.
I mean, there is a benefit to that, I suppose, but why not just buy a smaller phone in the first place instead of like having this secondary phone? Mm. And also at $350, it's not the cheapest of phones.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember one of our colleagues a couple of years ago was buying credit card sized phones from China. I don't know if you remember that, Audrey. And I still have one at home, and you just put your SIM card in it. It literally sends texts and phone calls. The battery lasts for about, I don't know, 4 weeks or something ridiculous, and it's perfect. You know, if that's what I need for a burner, that's all I get.
I think they're just marketing this wrongly, to be quite honest with you. I think that the phone itself is fine. Like, you know, it's smaller and stuff like that, and it has kind of the main basic features of a typical smartphone. I think that instead of saying, you know, this is to combat screen addiction, you should actually kind of pit it against the kind of advent of larger and larger and larger phones, and then do that. Be like, it's actually portable, this phone. You could actually put it in a pocket. Mm. And then that would be the best way to kind of market this instead of the screen thing.
Yeah, but I know that they're having some issues with their battery life because, if I'm not mistaken, it only lasts about 8 hours. I mean, it is a tiny phone.
Right. Mm. But the idea of what you were saying about being able to fit in pockets and things and the Kate Spade wristlet, they're trying to, you know, fashion it up a little bit. Whatever, you know,
as an on-the-go device.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is marketed well as a second device.
Yeah, just pick a route, you know, pick a route and go down it and do that for marketing. Don't try to fulfill everyone's needs kind of all
right.
at once. Yeah.
Other than it not being on the wrist, how different is it to an Apple Watch?
That's a fair point. I think maybe it might be slightly bigger than an Apple Watch
right.
then.
I don't see how it's that different, though.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Kind
Good
of
point,
very,
Rich.
Right? Just other than the Bluetooth connectivity is one thing. And I don't know. I don't see it being that much different.
Step it out, Palm.
Sorry, Palm. But anyway, let us know. We are still talking about whether or not you would let your boss into your email inbox, your work email inbox. Let's just clarify. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. Girls, what have we got?
We're doing more messages now.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So we've got here on Twitter, this is from Zyle Huck, who says, if it's the company's email address, sure, no problem. Just not in a personal email address.
Agreed.
Okay, there's one WhatsApp here from 7648 that says, all email relating to work should be CC'd to the boss so he doesn't have to open your inbox. I had a problem when my staff did not inform me of emails from government agencies. That's from a boss.
Well, I suspect if it's something, if it's from a government agency and it's marked as high priority, that could be a kind of middle ground. If it's high priority and it's been sent from somewhere, you know, maybe that's when the boss should be copied in or something like that. The only issue with that is, you know, that there'll be clients marking every single email high priority, right? Anyway, shall we take a break?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Right. We'll have a short little music break from the Rolling Stones. It will be Beast of Burden up next here on BFM 89.9. When we come back, moving on to story number 3, how the UK is trying to solve loneliness. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Enterprise BizBytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.